Here we are in the ISKCON Western World Headquarters, ISKCON Los Angeles, New Dwarka, to hear and speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, also known as the Bhagavat Purana. Today's verse is from Canto 1, Chapter 9, text number 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tadopasangritya Gira Sahasanir Vimukta Sangam Mana Adipuruṣe Krishne Lasat Pita Pate Chaturbhuje Pura Stite Milita Dvig Vyadarayat Tato Basangritya Gira Sahasranir Vimukta Sangam Mana Adi Puruṣe Krishne Lasat Pita Pate Chaturbhuje Purastite Milata Drig Yadarayat Tadopa Sangritya Gira Sahasranir Vimukta Sangam Mana Adi Puruṣe Krishne Lasat Pita Pate Chaturbhuje Purastite Milita Drig Vyadarayat Tadopa Sangritta Gira Sahasranir Vimukta Sangam Mana Adi Puruṣe Krishne Lasat Pita Pate Chaturbhuje Pura Stite Milata Drig Vyadarayat. Please chant. anyone else? Tada. At that time, upasangritya, withdrawing, gira, speech, sahasrani, Bhishma Dev, who was expert in thousands of sciences and arts, vimuktasangam, completely freed from everything else, Manaha, mind, Adi Purushe, unto the original personality of Godhead, Krishne, unto Krishna, Lasat Pita Pate, decorated with yellow garments, Chatur Bhuje, unto the four-handed original Narayana, Buddha, just before, Sthite, standing, Amilita, widespread, Drik, vision, Vyadarayat, fixed. Please repeat. Thereupon that man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meaning, and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men, stopped speaking and being completely freed from all bondage, withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before him, four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the momentous hour of leaving his material body, Bhishma Dev set the glorious example concerning the important function of the human form of life. The subject matter which attracts the dying man becomes the beginning of his next life. Therefore, if one is absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, he is sure to go back to Godhead without any doubt. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. So these are a section of verses from the 8th chapter. Number 5. And whoever, at the time of death, quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting, with your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me. You will attain me without doubt. He who meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha Arjuna, is sure to reach me. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. he is luminous like the sun, and being transcendental is beyond this material nature. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and in full devotion engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons learned in the Vedas who utter Omkar and who are great sages in the renounced order enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. For one who remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. For one who remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Sri Bhishma Dev attained the perfection of quitting his body at will and was fortunate enough to have Lord Krishna, the object of his attention, personally present at the time of death. He therefore fixed his open eyes upon him. He wanted to see Sri Krishna for a long time out of his spontaneous love for him. Because he was a pure devotee, he had very little to do with the detailed performance of yogic principles. Simple bhakti yoga is enough to bring about perfection. Therefore, the ardent desire of Bhishma Dev was to see the person of Lord Krishna, the most lovable object. And by the grace of the Lord, Sri Bhishma Dev had this opportunity at the last stage of his breathing. Trinadapi sunichena taradiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 ivakivalam klo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. So, in the world of sports, they have this phrase, you take what the defense gives you. So, I apply this same logic when speaking a class. You take what Prabhupada has given you, and you speak on that. There's enough here to speak. So, what did I glean from today? One thing, Prabhupada is emphasizing that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even he considers Narayan to be the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's also indicating that Krishna is the original Narayan. And later on in this chapter, when Bhishma Dev is offering his prayers on his deathbed, right after this, Bhishma will begin offering prayers to Krishna, looking at Krishna, offering beautiful prayers. And he will also use this word, Adi Narayan. Krishna is the original Narayan. This is something we learn right away by reading Prabhupada's books. Others are confused. Some think Krishna is an incarnation of Narayan, or Krishna is simply another incarnation. No, it is very clear. Krishna is the original, supreme, the source. We already studied in the third chapter of this first canto. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Sutta Goswami gave a list, 20 or more avatars. But it was not settled whose avatars they were. Therefore, he gave this line, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All these avatars, incarnations, they are Krishna's incarnations. We also learn, because Prabhupada quotes over and over and over again, quoting from the Brahma Sanhita, Sarva Karana Karanam. It is Govinda, Krishna, who is the cause of all causes. Anadir Adir Govinda. He has no cause other than himself. We can see Narayan has a cause. That cause is Sri Krishna Govinda. So this is one of the things you learn, that it is Krishna who is the original, supreme personality of Godhead. As Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Mattak parataram nanyat. There is no truth superior to me. Or later he says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, mattak sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. There is no exclusions. Everything includes everything, material and spiritual. That is also explained elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita. I am the source of both material and spiritual worlds. And Anadir Adir, Govinda Krishna has no other cause other than himself. Another point we learn from today's verse and purport. How Bhishma Dev was exclusively meditating on Krishna. We see towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, one of the last instructions Krishna gives Arjuna, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, Ahang Tvang Sarva Papibhyo, Moksha Yishyami, Ma Shuchaha. That line, Mam Ekam. Me only, me exclusively. That is what is being taught. Krishna is instructing us to surrender, to take shelter of him exclusively. Now, when Prabhupada was quoting that section from the Bhagavad Gita, there is some very interesting points made. First he says, because in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks 6 questions of Krishna in the beginning. 6 questions. The most important one he answers in verse number 5. Whoever at the time of death quits his body, remembering me alone. Same concept. Remembering Krishna exclusively. At once attains my nature. He doesn't say you become me. He says you attain his nature. What is Krishna's nature? Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He has a form full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And the soul, upon doing this at the time of death, will regain, important word, regain his original spiritual status. That original spiritual status was also Satchit Ananda Vigraha. You have your spiritual form full of bliss and knowledge, but it is now covered. It is now forgotten. We will be reawakened. We will regain that original form if we can pass this final examination. Death is the final examination. Our whole life, what is it? One test after another. That's all life is. It's a test. How do you act in this situation? How do you act in this situation? Once we become devotees, the only test is, can you remember Krishna in all circumstances? My favorite example, you're driving your car on the freeway. Somebody cuts you off. What comes out of your mouth? That indicates your level of Krishna consciousness. Yes. Because death can come like that. Unfortunately, we are not like Bhishma. Bhishma has that benediction. He can die at will. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj compares the passing of Haridas Thakur to that of Bhishma Dev. Haridas Thakur could also give up his body at will. And what was, it's very similar, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj. Haridas Thakur requested Lord Chaitanya, I know soon you will wind up your pastimes. I don't want to see that. I want to give up my body before you. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, joking, said, well, whatever Lord Jagannath says, that will happen. And Haridas says, no, don't play with me. Please, fulfill this desire. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya comes, surrounded with his associates, and with, like he had five mouths, glorifies Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas Thakur takes the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya on his lap, looking at Lord Chaitanya, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, gives up his body. We will see in this chapter, in the coming verses, Bhishma Dev, in the similar way, he's offering his prayers. The sun is setting. Krishna is at his feet, and Bhishma Dev is seeing Krishna. There can be no better way to give up the body than having Krishna present before you. Why is Krishna agreeing to that? Because Bhishma Dev is pure devotee of the Lord. Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 authorities, Mahajans. He knows what is the essence of religion. So, in the purports to this section in the Bhagavad Gita, what does Prabhupada warn us? Remembrance of Krishna is not possible unless you practice. I've given the example hundreds of times. These super athletes, although they have amazing, like they say, freaks of nature bodies, they're like super bodies, still, they practice every day their sudra craft. That's all. They're glorified sudras. They're not Brahmins. They're not Kshatriyas. They're glorified sudras. That's Kali Yuga. The glorified sudra makes millions of dollars, and the pure Brahmins get a few paisa. But that's all right. The devotees don't care about material things. One of the symptoms, 26 qualities of a devotee. indifferent to material acquisitions. Because the devotee has the real wealth. What is the real wealth? Love of God, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So we have to practice remembering Krishna. That is only one reason of millions of reasons why we attend the morning program, why we chant 16 rounds minimum of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the Gajendra Mokshana Katha, we find in the 8th canto, Prabhupada gives some advice that at the time of death, it may be, the situation may be because of mental condition or bodily condition, we may not remember the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even though we have practiced, it may have. So what does Prabhupada say? Therefore, one should practice chanting some other mantras so that, like Gajendra, when Gajendra was being killed by the crocodile, he was losing the fight. Even though in the bodily of a crocodile, he remembered a shloka he had learned in his previous life as King Indrajumna. And even in the body of an elephant, he offered that prayer. So besides the Hare Krishna mantra, we should learn some verses so that if by chance, perhaps we'll remember that. Now in the next verse, Krishna gives the science behind what he just said. He said, whoever at the time of death quits his body remembering me alone, he will attain my name. Of this there is no doubt. So one more point. We should not doubt Krishna. Krishna is the topmost authority. There's no need to doubt. That's why in that verse, Ma Shuchaha, it has several meanings. Don't hesitate. Don't worry. Don't doubt. Don't fear. What Krishna says, we can put our full faith in. So here he says, there is no doubt. But the science behind that, and Prabhupada mentioned it in the purport, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. The classic example, Bharat, at the time of death, was thinking of a deer, even though he was this close to perfection. Practically, he was on the Bhava stage, this close to perfection. But that's a warning to us. Because of that attachment to the deer, he became slack in his sadhana. We must never become slack in our sadhana. We may think, I am now big, big pandit. I am famous acharya. I go everywhere. People, they bow down to me. I know so many things. I am a digvijay. I have read all the shastras. But if you become slack in your sadhana, be careful. We must never be slack. Who is our example? Our example is Madhavendra Puri. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, although Madhavendra Puri was on the topmost level of devotional service, he is the seed of Lord Chaitanya's tree. He was the first one to exhibit ecstatic love of Krishna in separation. He used to chant his japa as if he was a neophyte. We must never become proud. Never rest on our laurels. I have 20,000 disciples. I can remember Krishna. I don't need to chant japa. I will just remember. That is a mistake. Lord Chaitanya warns us, what am I supposed to wear around my neck? Chanad, thank you. Say it. Charariva Sahishnuna. Kirtaniya Sadahari. And it's supposed to be worn for constant remembrance. Humility, humility, humility. Soon as we see, what is that Rasa Dance episode? What is Krishna teaching us? The gopis became a little proud. Immediately, Krishna disappeared. He's teaching the devotees a lesson. That he does not, Prabhupada mentions it. Krishna does not like to see his devotees become puffed up. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, remain meek and humble. So, that meek and humble means strict adherence to sadhana. Rising early, chanting the prescribed number of rounds. How many?
16.
16. Following how many regulative principles?
Four.
Strictly, these things cannot be changed. This is written in law. You don't like this? There are so many other movements. Go ahead, be cheated. But if you don't want to be cheated, if you want the real thing, here it is. ISKCON movement. They say Coke is the real. No. ISKCON, Prabhupada, that's the real thing. So we have to practice diligently. And he also mentions, in terms of the regulative principles, one must become enthusiastic. It's like you'll meet people. Prabhu, I'm inviting you to my program. I'll see. No. Prabhu, I took initiation. I'll try to follow. No, not try. You must do. That's the meaning of vows. Not that I'll try. Because try means whatever. I must do. Taking a vow. This next verse. Therefore, conclusion. Whenever this word therefore appears, that means conclusion. You should always think of me in the form of Krishna. And at the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. What is our fighting? Arjuna had to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra with his Gandiva bow and his arrows charged with mantras. Yes, if you read the Mahabharata, Arjuna had arrows, but they were surcharged with mantras. So, what is our fighting? We are also fighting. This material existence is also a battlefield of Kurukshetra. But who are we fighting? Maya, illusion, godlessness, atheism. That is what we're fighting. We have declared war on these things. When you join Prabhupada's movement, you have declared war on Maya, illusion, materialism, atheism, godlessness. We have declared war. And in that Mahabharata, the battle, sometimes it looked like the Pandavas were going to win, but then sometimes it looked like the Kauravas were going to win. Even up to the very 18th day, it was not guaranteed, it was not assured. So in the battle, in the war, there will be casualties. There will be setbacks. But that's all right. We get up every day and continue the fight. It may have been a rough day the day before. That's all right. We live to fight another day. Here we are. Yesterday was Ekadashi. For some of us, it may have been tough. But you did it. You made advancement. Now, today, you can eat sumptuously and you live to fight another day. You live to chant one more round. You live to preach one more day. That's all a devotee wants out of life. Let me live in order to execute my prescribed duties of Krishna consciousness. That is what we are living for. We're living to push on this movement, to give this movement to others, to ourselves and to others. We are living to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, in this section of the Bhagavad Gita, again, is repeatedly, is sure to reach me. Will attain me without doubt. So, we execute our duties. We have so many duties. But at the same time, we have to remember Krishna. All right, let's have some discussion. Yes, Bhrigupati Das. Yes.
So you're making the point about the Sioux Rapids.
Yes.
How they train. And it's part of the fact that they have to go to the boss. So if I'm remembering correctly, there's something overtraining. What is that overtraining?
I have not heard that. Please explain clearly. Okay, now I see where you're... Okay.
So my question is there such a thing as over-practicing?
Only one thing. Overeating prasadam.
We're here at the class. Now, right after this, as you always say, then this prasadam, okay? Now, at prasadam time, is it necessary for somebody to be reading or somebody to be showing a video? Or is it a time when it's permissible, according to the guidelines of, you know, sadhana bhakti, for devotees to take prasadam and talk to each other? And this is a legitimate question. It's not intended to criticize anybody because I honestly don't know the answer to this question. I think I enjoy when somebody reads from the books, or I also enjoy when I have an opportunity to sit there and talk to my godbrothers or talk to other devotees. And I know that there's a lot of devotees approach me and they say, you know, they're expressing, gee, I wish one or the other. And I really don't know what the correct thing to answer them. What is the correct etiquette during taking prasadam? Is it compulsory that somebody has to read or something like that? Or is it completely bona fide and authorized and for devotees to just take prasadam and talk to each other?
I cannot recall a statement either way. Therefore, the matter should be addressed to the temple president. What the temple president says, we should follow.
Okay, so lately I would suggest that everybody sit and just converse with each other and try to make friends. We have a lot of new devotees, and it's a good idea to sit with a new devotee and speak to him about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, learn where they're from. A lot of times new devotees, we have a reader, and the reading material is way beyond the necessity of a new devotee to listen to, or for that matter, a lot of devotees. Because there's a lot of things that are said that sometimes are very intense, and this could create indigestion. And when Srila Prabhupada would take prasadam, he would take prasadam alone, and he would just eat prasadam and focus on prasadam. So with us, that's very difficult. So we should focus on eating prasadam and focus on speaking about Krishna and get to know each other. There's nothing wrong with that. So I say no reading. Sorry.
Next discussion. Yes, give him the microphone.
I just want to say one of the best classes.
What's that?
One of the best classes I've ever heard from you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Rabindranath, do you want to respond to anything? You're satisfied. All right. If there's nothing else, may Krishna bless you, protect you, and maintain you. And thank you for this privilege of speaking in the world's greatest temple. Hare Krishna.